Bucking together. Bucking together. Mariah's weekly program on humanitarian work. Bucking together. Makes people better.
Yes, a very good afternoon to everyone listening to Radio Mariah 101. This is the program Working Together, the program that comes to you every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. And this is the program that always look at the work of humanitarian workers and what they are providing, the services they are providing in the community and how the services they provide in the community is making some impact in the communities where they are working. I'm Tidio Betty with the program. Today we are discussing about the activities of Women for Justice and Equality as they work in collaboration with communities and also police in the implementation of their Community Care Action Plan for 2026 under the theme, One Community, One Voice, Promoting Equality, Protecting Survivors, Ending Violence. And that is the program that they are working on with the communities. Later on in the program, we shall be able to hear from the organization what they are doing exactly, where they are working and where they are providing those services, who are the people even they are working together with. And we shall also be hearing from the police unit on what the support they have got from the organization and how they are implementing the support they have acquired from the organization in their daily services in the police unit. So with me in the studio, I have Monica Tito Michael. She is from the police force, and we have Lalam Kate. She is from the Women for Justice and Equality organization. They will be telling us more about the program today. So I would like to say welcome to my two guests who are with me in the studio. Inshallah, hopefully also later we shall be joined by one of the community-based organization who will be also telling us on how they are working to end GBV or to fight to join the fight against gender-based violence in the community level. So welcome to Lalam, Katie, you're welcome, and Monica, you're both welcome to Radio Mariah.
Thank you.
Well, to start with, let's get to know about the organization, Women for Justice and Equality. What is this organization? Who is even the founder, and why is it founded? Kate?
Okay, thank you. As he said, mm-hmm. I'm called Lalam Katie Uchen, okay? I'm a community care assistant working for women and for justice and equality. Women for Justice is a feminist women-led organization that work towards strengthening and advocating for women's rights and girls in different communities of South Sudan, and they're in partnership with the UNICEF. Women for Justice, they are implementing a GBV program in a different part of South Sudan. They are also in Wau. They are in Bor Medina. Mm-hmm. We are also within Gurey.
Okay. That's in Juba.
Juba, there are two locations, Gurey and Kabu.
Okay.
They are doing this through empowering community capacity to prevent and identify risk and response to GBV cases. Mm-hmm. Coming to the program that we are in,
yes,
the program is called Community Care Program. Community Care Program is a community-led initiative program that aims at the preventive approaches of GBV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, sorry for the interruption. They aim at transforming the harmful social norms that contribute to sexual violence.
Okay.
And that uphold the rights of women and girls, the equality, safety and dignity. The program also targets like 8 groups in the community where we are having a youth group, a law enforcement group. We are having also female opinion group. We are also having male opinion groups. There is a random male and female group. There is a religious group, education groups, and service providers.
Yes.
These all groups, they were trained for 20 days on a community care package on how they can lead their discussions during their dialogues.
Mm.
And the dialogues, they have been doing it for 13 weeks. And at the end of the 13 weeks, they were supposed to come out with their action plans,
okay,
according to the discussion that they have been doing.
Yes.
They are supposed to come out with an action plan, a positive one that will transform our community into a better place where women and girls, they can live freely, safe, and with the respect.
Mm-hmm.
So in this...
Maybe let me come to Monica. You mentioned about the involvement of several, groups like educationists, and then the law enforcement groups, which include the police and also the security personnel. And that brings in Monica from the police unit. Dorta Kunsunu fi barnamij de ka police.
في دور تانا كبوليس يعني أنا بشوف لازم زول الحس أم حصل له ده أنا قال لي ما نعمل زول بطريقة تاني كعب أنا بنجيبه قريب جنبنا ونشجعه بكلمات الكويس ندوه احترام في مجتمع بدانا يعني في محلات تانية تبلغ كان زول حصل له حاجة زي ده ما بقدر بطلع من بيت ممكن هو بخاف عشان سمع اللي حصل في أسر تانيين بيقولوا قال لا بدي أعمل واحد اثنين ثلاثة بطردوا من بيت فسواء أنا نطق الرأي تاعت أنا كبوليس أنا ما زول زي ده أنا ما نقبل بوي إنه يدخل جنة من بيتنا نجيب زول قريب ونقوم نتعامل معه بطريقة صح وندي احترام كمان في نص ناس ما نميزوا بين أخوان حقه بينه عشان دعمل حاجة كام مثلا ما يسجلوا مدرسة ولا ما يدوا أكل ولا ما يبيبوا ما يبيلوا حاجة كده زي باقي ناس
نعم اوكي في برنامج ده يا تو نون من تريننج يا اوتوم لغو من Women for Justice and Equality organization. They are to known min training ya umu nagder wedi la etu masantum biagder stag demo a training de le soko takun alitum da biamol fi mahala takun ta soko. Hal fi training mon wedi la etum wale de ya tu mo lumat ya Women for Justice ya tu support ya umu ngu wedi la etum.
Wala umu ntereng anna bi kalamat ketir.
Ok.
Yani ma abawad gal umf de barado da jins de barado fi umf di dan nisa fi bed فأم كمان ديد أطفال مثلاً يعني تلقى في مرة يمكن قاعد في بيت راجل بدقو راجل ده كلنا نتعلمنا عنه وفي سمتان في إيال بقول في بيت أسر برا معاملة بكون يعني تما بعامل جينا ده بنفسه معاملة تجينا تاكي بيت ده كل حاجة تنا اللي هنا وفوق وحق تمارا كمان كده ودي حق تزور اللي عنده ألام الأم ده ألام الأم ده كمان كده دول حقته وجينا كمان كده يكون عنده حق.
Okay. Okay. Now, Monica, ita kangia ino female so-called takon fi police. Ya tutahadiyat yao making banat wale nusuana le moro fi omz. Making ya tutahadiyat yao diamond mon giligo. Kan mon jale etum ya tu challenges ya etum gia ino nusuande they are going through. What challenges are they going through when it comes to reporting?
فينا ساعين في كتير فينا ساعين تاني بيجو يعني بقول ممكن مسارات مرات راجل اللي ما جوا دوله مصاريف كفاية مرات راجل اللي بدو جو مرات سمتها متى بكون كانت هذي زون أيان كده في مرات راجل بكون دير قد ماك بيجوا يلا كان تعب كمان جينا مرات راجل اللي بدو كده لأن في تجاه تنا تبوليس كمان نبودي حق تمارا ده لأنه ده زول قسم توقع يده ده حق تو بيجيني فوقه وانا كده ما تريدو من بيت رجال ما كويس.
Okay. Coming back to Katie, Lalam, you mentioned the different groups of the the people you're working together with, including the religious leaders? What kind, like, how do you work together with these different groups? What do you have for the religious leaders, for the police? How do you, you know, engage them to ensure that they also join the fight against the gender-based violence?
Thank you so much for the question. The program, as I said, it engages people from different sectors.
Yes.
When we see at our location, location on localities, people face a lot, irrespective of the sectors.
No.
And in these cases, there are also the response also, the reports also varies from where the cases has come from. And some people may say, I'm a police, I'm a doctor, I cannot respond immediately when they are within the community.
Mm.
But the program thought it wise to bring all the sectors in the program for easy identification of the risky people within the community. Like when you see women, it is very difficult for women to open up.
Mm-hmm.
But if they already know that since I have a neighbor who has been going for this program, it will be very easy for that person to talk to.
Yeah.
And using that person, we can easily get to her aid.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. Well, Kate, there's like in the communities, when we talk about GBB, some communities are resistant and they will not take it positive, like to talk about GBB, they consider it like a normal thing. How do you make sure that you convince the communities that this is not right, this is how it's supposed to be?
Okay, according to this program, the program has, as I was talking about the packages,
yes,
the packages has almost all the topics inside.
Mm.
So when we first started with the leaders, of course there was a resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think that it is really not good to talk about the thing, like talking about rape, for example, is really not, is a taboo itself. But also when we come to wife beating, some people think that it is normal to beat a wife.
Mm-hmm.
It is normal to beat a wife. But when we enter in the discussion, we realize that, they realize that when it comes to a wife beating, marriage is a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a way of punishing someone. It's just a partnership. Whatever it is, people can sit down and they talk.
Okay.
Yes, they dialogue.
Mm.
Yes, for a better result than fighting. And you find at the end of the day, homes will break, children will suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And in our groups, there are people whose their women has left them because of that kind of behavior.
Okay.
So they realized that really they were not doing the right thing. And the program also came at the last minute when they already left.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So like now, when we look at some of the GBB issues, one of the most difficult thing, as you mentioned, is the reporting issue. Like, girls and women find it hard sometimes to report. Where do they start from? And looking at also the community perspective of it. So how do you address this?
Yes, reporting is still a challenge to most of the women, I may say.
Hmm.
According to our program, we are saying that parents should create that relationship between the children and them. You know, when you are your daughter is friendly to you, she can easily open up to you. And also, we have friendly spaces within Gure. Within Gure, we have two locations.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. At least when we are for a dialogue, we remind them that if you have a girl, you are married, you like for men, you have your woman in the house, we have friendly spaces, that is for everybody.
Mm.
For any woman around Gure, any woman around South Sudan who is able to access the space. And for girls also, there are also programs for girls. They are also allowed to access the places. You know, when they go to the spaces, they feel more open. They feel more safe than when they are within the community. Mm-hmm. When they are within the community, sometimes you find that someone may have that fear of saying that if I say to this person, might open and tell another person also.
No.
But at the friendly spaces, we assure them about confidentiality, and these are trained people. You can talk to them at any time, at any day you want. And if you are here, feel free to say anything. Whatever we are going to share here, it remains here. It's
all
not
right.
Taken anywhere.
Now let me come back to Monica. Wahid min hajat al marata nuswan baranak buono sugal ita sala ita kan ruwa fi police wita der wono su buono sugal us awel sunu silu ita fi mahala kida au leza tu ita biamolo kida de ya tu ya etu mgi saidu nuswan de be ya tu teriga kamara aligista kal fi police un nuswan kida kanjala etum. How do you support them to ensure that psychologically they are prepared? Asan mon biak der weri le tum zatu maulumat ali hasil lomon au haja ali hasil lomon
shukran la mara tani yani kanjana kezera ana mumkin nagder natru zalla wa nqul kalam kab ana bijib tariqa kida baraha ana bkhalli yahki kalam da ana bqdar bisaidu kaman bi kalam al kwes mkana wani isim zalla mish nagbudu zalla mkana kun tariqa al musaid lo ana bqabdu zalla bodi fi sijin انا بقدر اشيل له بودي جنادي في المستشفى عشان بقدر اعمل له كشف بقدر كمان بيساعده كان في دوايات بطريقه زينا بيساعده فوق
اوكي
يعني كده ماما كافو
اوكي هاي كلام حال في كانسلينج ولا تريجال ميكين كيف هو بيسو بي كونتينيو ما حياته عادي
اي ممكن
من ديبارتمنت تكون
هاي انا بقدر نسمو
اوكي
بيقولوا نسمو ما انا كمان في محل انك في نساوين كمان يعني كان جاي زي تقدر تشيله في محل بحالي كده تبغوا نسمو تقول له كده ماشي له هم طبعا ده حاجه ثانيه ده ما حاجه مني تو داك طبعا جاء صدفه في الشارع
زي
عمر سخر لكن في باقين ده بكون اصلا ما نادر عمله ده بكون مشكله
alright so Monica cases the gender based violence sometimes في نسوان المكن كان جاء على حاصل لهم GBB يلا موندر جاء سان بي ريبورت مراد مون بيليغو هناك في راجل وفي نسوان حال ايتم في ديبارتمنت تكون في تجاتا ta women desk halfi desk ali specifically allocated le nusuan barao al hasil lomo on gender based violence u fi desk desato hal de nusuan barao ya gistak alfogo wale kaman fi rujala le momon
aina mainda natijah maya lakin taba antana mantiji hira taga taftah balak da bitalga fi rajil u fi mar lakin asan kezu hu kez mazi diktorasi diktor taniso tori namazan kanji pulo mara dukante ligo da abdaya buari dukante ligo da rajil وديتا انا ما عندي مشكله انا طبعا ده حاجه درسنا فوق بيشتغل كل جروب لكن كده من كمان كان يجي لجو ده راجل كده ما مكافو ده بقدر ودي كلام ده كمان كان راجل لو حاسه نفسه ما بقدر وبقدر احاول اتجاه ثاني انا نسوان ده انا بقدر تيم برنامج
alright well listener you're still tuned in to Radio Miraya and this is the program Working Together the program that comes to you every Wednesday and today we are hosting Women for Justice and Equality and they are working with the partners and other groups to ensure that gender-based violence is prevented or reduced in the communities. And some of the locations they are working in, they have already mentioned. And today I'm hosting Lalam Katie from the Women for Justice and Equality Organization. And I have Monica Tito Michael from the police unit working in Juba here, to also who is supporting women who have gone through, or women and girls who have gone through gender-based violence. So soon we shall be opening our lines and you'll be able to call in and have your questions to the guests who are with me in the studio. If you have a question or you have a comment, you'll be able to call in and have your comment to the guests in the studio. Now let's take a short break.
Working together. Working Together, Miraya's weekly program on humanitarian work. Working Together makes people better.
Yes, welcome back from that short break. And of course, this is the program Working Together. The number you can call on is 091206-7879 or 091206-7879. 7929. Those are the numbers you can call on and have your questions to the guests in the studio. If you want to know more about gender-based violence and or how you can join the community to end the fights against gender-based violence in the communities, in the offices, in everywhere you are. So we have a caller on the line. Hello,
yes,
Radio
good
Mirai.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Who is on the line?
Angeline Joseph.
This is Tidio Betty.
Tidio Betty, I mean.
Yes, go ahead. Who is
Andrea Camilo Ongam in Pagao area.
Yes, Andrea from Pagao area.
In Kangifayam of Juriba County.
Go ahead with your question
or your comment. I'm glad to have the guest in the studio from police this afternoon with you.
Mm-hmm.
Gender-based violence has become a problematic in this country. In which it has happened in one of the boomers in Kangifayam last year, in which a police officer was supposed to protect the people from gender-based violence has raped a young girl of 13 years.
Mm.
Do you think that we have a professional police in this country? Because if a police officer in uniform has raped a young girl in a Tito Bumo of Kangifayam. It is very unfortunate to have such a kind of police, but it is due to why? It is due to what, if a person have a gun, he do used to go and put in his name there in the police without training class. He has been deployed somewhere there to go and work. So, honey for land, for training to such a people, goes to the country rather than go and registering his name with his gun class. He's now in the police.
All right.
So it is very unfortunately to have such a thing.
Okay.
So I need an appeal to let such a people be trained. To be a person can protect the laws and citizens of this country.
Okay.
Definitely last year in the boom of Kangifayam.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy is now currently in Wau Min prison.
All right.
And thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrea, for your question. Let me take another caller. Hello, Radio Miraya. This is Tidio Betty, who is on the line, and where are you calling from?
Betty, okay, Vita.
And at Tamam Hambillai, Munumana, inshallah.
Tolpuk, Anna, Armin, Juba, Anna.
Okay, Tolpuk, Min, Juba.
I'm going to tell you about the people that are in the studio.
Mm-hmm, Marha.
One of my food is Barnami, Dalan, Barnami, Jamis.
Mm-hmm.
Violence in Sudan and Abu Al-Insan Katabo in Kitab Tamsis Vitao Yao Bagakab Dano Mas is all Benefis Al Hawanin Bita Human Rights Lute Tamshi in Sudan Mala Sigin Talgazol Yan Hatopi Sigin Zol of a pop is in the heart. Anna in this wall.
Father.
As a wall, Bitae Bugul Kide.
Mm-hmm.
Al Bernami Bitakum da Bernami, the Maman. Like in Al Bernami into Mgarin, the Chuckle into Mgarin, the Chuckle, the Gudele 1, Gudele 2. Well, I feel almost our Juba.
Okay.
Ulo Mustawa Juba. Tiza wilayah del utelata idaria intum garin ichakal pogo ukaman data bitakum mun zaman intum garin ichakal lagadi malele data bitakum yani kef darin yasma ana al barnami de yani fi khair wala ma fi khair lano bad marad al manazama ichakal wam data collection when the end of the year.
Okay.
At the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
so that they know the change can come or not. Now, as you are there, do you know there is a change or not? Another also, I want to know, what are the challenges
mm-hmm.
on that side you are working on? What are the challenges?
Okay. All right, thank you, Tolpuk Le Asilataki, Inshallah, Adef Almana, Fi Studio, Bijua Bulek, Mikina Swala Awel Minanderia, and this may be going to Monica Leano Gal Hasildomon fi payam wahit menenak, Gal police officer Tesibu Bit Talatasa Rasena, who debiga gikuto zatu nasma like people are not trusting the police now. Aha. Kan mukina haja kida kan hasil who they zolali mufrud bitabi gonunde ya biamol haja kida. What happened if a police officer or any of the security organ is involved in such kind of things? What happened? How do you handle that, Monica? Kan wahid min jemil takin mukin
wallahi taban da haga taban ke kul ga hasar lakin kan da zatu kan da na Monica min jemil haga mal haga zera ana baqi bu nafsu uqubal ana baqi bu fard tani da lanu da qalad kunta zo rajul qanun ta mal haga zera hu haga shen lazim yaqab alo.
Okay. Kate, Dolfugal, this program you're implementing mostly like in part of Gudele, as you mentioned, Gure, and you mentioned, I think, WOW and other places. What about the other areas where there's no, you know, those other areas, the 10 states and the 3 administrative areas, what is happening in those areas, and what are the challenges in implementing this project? Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the questions. We are only based in Gure, but we are working across Juba all.
Okay.
In case there's need somewhere, we are always there. But even when a mother gives birth to a child like today, the child does not start walking now. The child will go on stages. It will first start sitting, after the sitting, crawling, then it will walk.
Okay.
We are also growing.
Where are you now?
We are growing like a child. We are almost getting up. So when we get up also, different places within Juba here, they will also open them. But for now, we are helping all, but we are based in Gure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I believe Women for Justice and Equality is not the only organization working to support the fight against gender-based violence. How do you work with the other stakeholders, including even the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, to ensure that you work together without duplication?
Yes, Women for Justice is not the only organization fighting against gender-based violence.
Mm.
There are also other organizations. There are also ministers of gender. We are collaborating with them. In case of anything that needs, we don't have it. We send them to the. We refer them to another organization to take action. Like something of legal. We have an organization that is based for the legal department for women and girls.
Okay.
So in case we need an assistant that needs legal people, we refer to them. And also when the minister of gender might be there, had there's a case somewhere, they can also refer to us. We also refer to them for another assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
okay,
is just in collaborating.
Online. Maybe we take their calls first and then we get back to you. Hello, Radio Mirai.
Yes, TWT.
Yes, who is the line on where are you calling from?
You have connected with Godfrey from Labar here in Juba.
Okay, Godfrey.
Yeah, I appreciate the program and I welcome the guest with you in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have just one question that I would like to ask them.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my question goes to the police officers who are within the studio is about, they talk about the gender-based violence all the time.
Mm.
And they really, it is a very big problem in our country here.
Mm-hmm.
Then what do they have a program or campaign to those people or men who always think of committing gender-based violence? Because they cannot just be talking about gender-based violence without reaching those who always think of being or having crime about women and girls. Do you talk to them or do they go to them and reach them and talk about that they should not have fight or sexual abuse about gender women? Mm-hmm. This is the question I would like to ask them, and expect the answer from them.
All right. Thank you, Godfrey, for your question. Let me take one more caller. Hello, Radio Miraya.
Yeah.
Yes, who is on the line, and where are you calling from?
The same Tolfuk.
Tolfuk, yes.
I'm from Monty.
Uh-huh.
Where did you get your fund? So
okay.
That will move. So we know the economic crisis is very, very, very worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
When you have someone, you can say, do you have fuel for transport so that we can handle that case?
Okay.
For those cases, we are handling. How?
Okay, thank you. That's Tolfuk once again. He wanted to know, where are you getting the money from that you're using to implement this program? And of course, from Godfrey, he's asking whether there are some campaigns that involve men. Of course, when we talk about gender-based violence, you cannot only talk to the women. So what campaigns are there that involve men? Yeah, maybe I start with Katie.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Godfrey,
for your questions. The campaign that involves men, during the action, before we started the action implementation,
mm-hmm.
there was a public event. And public event was for everyone, both male, female, children, everyone within the community to attend. So in a public event, this group discussion, the eight group discussion groups and their leaders, they have been discussing and they came out with a message that they wanted everyone to access, everyone to hear the messages. So during the public declaration, that message was put out
mm-hmm.
for everyone to see. A man also has to treat a woman with dignity, with equality.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has the right to go to school. Everyone has right to get access to anything that he or she wants. And that was not only for women and girls, it was for everyone, so that male can come and also hear from them that, hey, everyone is also here. I think I should also change. If I can see, maybe he might see a friend that has been also a dangerous friend. So when he sees that friend is in a good group like that, he will say, this one has changed. I think it might be a good thing.
Hmm.
Out of the many messages, one can take one and changes his life.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Monica,
mm-hmm.
Indagidafa, Le Asilata, Geoffrey Asado, Mukina, Kev, Rujal Biakder, what kind of campaign you have to add? Campaign ya Mukin Biakder Amulule, Rujal Asan Mon, Kaman Mukin Biakder, Arufo Akter Mina, did not know.
Okay. Simple.
Geoffrey.
Geoffrey, shukra de soal. Nina fi jenna hina, ene jana kulu rujal fi, unuswan fi. Shala fi group tana ta bolis zaman unuswan bara. Anen rujal kaman maana fi. Lakin tawan fi rujal tani no mama indu zaman. Lakin na ma ga ene kulu gal ledle unuswan bara wala rujal, bara wala ya. Lakin na skulu fi, kaman un bagdar jashari, ashar bagdar aruf kaman aktar. Lano maga unuswan bara ya gilu go umfus. Rujal kawan sometimes bila go off min nasawin toman
tribute
ana bulgar rujal kulu ka bin wala no san kulu ko isin lakin habaraha ana bosul la di loman nak.
All right. Coming back to Katie, you know, when we talk about gender based violence, people just have the mindset that it is all about women. What can you tell them?
Okay, gender based violence, gender, it is either a man or a woman. Okay, people have this perspective of saying anything for anything, yani ajal fogo mara, gender or a woman is just something for women.
Mm-hmm.
No. There are also men that are also, that also undergo gender-based violence.
No.
There are also women that that also they are harmful to men, by the way. They can beat men, they can also rape men, but because of the culture and the tradition itself, some men tend to what? To
keep
just
quiet.
Keep quiet, because as big as I am a man. How can I speak about this one that a woman has beaten me or a woman has raped me? Men tend to keep quiet. But women, they will speak up. They will speak up because they have that strength that even something that has a woman, at least it involves me, you find the woman will speak up with the courage. But anything that involves women, men will feel shy and they will deny. Some of them may not even say it. Some of them, they are beaten. They will say that I got an accident.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm the Mukalema. Hello, Radio Miraya.
Hi, Miraya.
Yes.
Mr.
Halnur, Munumana.
Welcome, Peter Pinomale.
It's my Maratani.
Peter Pinomale.
Ah, Peter.
None in the college name, but still, I saw it.
Marhab.
I'm a guest of the tour. And the Bernard isn't a violent, but I'm not a young dog.
Gender-based violence.
That's a little ripping mafia, yellow legend doll, who called into Pima Moria, or you know, someone let him dig a Zigaraja, who just doesn't get him a marato, who just let him out of the guy, let him on Gimel Melo, I get, or let him on Babag, let him and Damolo. The bigger Marami, the little bugger woody, my old brother, my sofa, yellow the club of goon, Tal Marajan Batagi. Yalla raji lekan buzu kalam de lekan kan ma da ram tilkan bi masai fa yaso makalam ta diktor mar lekan namilo yalla de as wala kan dara sa diktor awon sogo yalla lekan so wala mitin ne
okay Peter ma fi diktor ma ana fi studio lakin anna gono so an dit al no gender based violence
okay
yeah
yalla lekan so wala ta ne lekan le de milide fi police so lekin bagda lekin gabodo ma fi lekin amurgafi manu lekin ya ba yalla dole bada bi lekin bada gala fi juwa ni ba lekin ki bolis ya dole gabu lekin ki no ki be amurgafi just wala kan lekin mhm all
right shukran shukran la pita ale asila taki mungkin kedana silo aker motesilo
ba kedana silo aker
motesilo
marhaba
marhaba munu mana
de George Arcangelo min wow
yes George
sister it aris al umfu di danode indina fu wow in fi gadina mula awareness munanza mad magasoro raya timaya fi indina ni yo mi rujalu na sawin kulu gadam shi faja de it aro fi haja fi kalisha de kalisha ya amal kalam de dema de ma robu na ya amalu ashan ma mumkin nanu rujal yani tabishuf bi anu fi juzu rujal yani kalam duguna sawin de ya bukuna jama'e milion nanu kede ni kale kalam de mara de zol ajal mara gadamu leita uma bitakma bamulu leg mara bal di leg jana bamulu leg asida saba bamulu leg moati sahama ileddi se yamulu leg kasili yamulu makwa fogu lo fi haja juwa umakada de meli tu buoni fogu uita mara kamani ita kamani ita behtere mrajeli bitak si ser fi haja wae dini ana ga diamond ana gani worile na sawin bianu karobu na wodile ita gurush wodile ita shokol fi yed bita rajeli bitak mata gilibu zol gal kalas mind shokol saba na sawi nini kanindu gurusi ubed findu ubugul ma basma kalabi taraji lana mafadi lo ana indi gurusi ana indi bed fi lakini mara bondunu rajel jambo ajadi kulu mabamsi ita mara ka robo na raza ita mati kunta kian le rajel teja bad mara bizil rajel ya ude kaluma ni kali kalam de itofu gusha ni raba ya albitam ita arefu nano rujal za ni kali dugu na sawi nkede ajadi diga rujal bugul bete bia mara besi abu dugu mara besi abu baldi kalabi ta mara baldi la mara de diga haja tani mungkin beside donia de kulu so ana gani kelembe ano na sawin kalima ni terem rujal bitam urujal kama ni terem na sawin bitam rajil mai dugu mara kama mai dugu rajil ocean bed bitam yale raba kwes yal mai raba gal mai yumda ka buiga di dugu mi ta shan kida ano dugu mara ta kama la ai ai shukran
Alright, shukran leka George. Meanwhile, there is Sala Goi Shedid Le Nuswano Orujal, Fibiu Tumon. So, making Zamantana Fadulu Besita na Buodi Fursa Le Katie. Katie, what do you have to say? Yes, about George is advising that women should, respect men, and also men should not be beating their husbands. No, men should not be beating their wives, I mean. Yeah?
Okay, thank you so much. I think I should speak.
Yeah, marhab.
Okay. Kinma, al abutai talabode, okinma goi. Yani marat zatu anna kaman usuru fitanin al kabin u fitanin al quiz. Mara ma bigeru sakit. Mara bigeru al tirbia bitarajil. Kan rajil gaed bokwei salalu mara shakal mara indu gurus mara ma indu muskela. Lakin salalu rajil lo rajil ali gigeni miskin al mindu hia haja. Lakin mara shakal mara bainu bedde quiz. Lakin naman biga rajil raso biga kef kef enak salalo mara sala kan maindu guru zato mungkin bikilim galana brasharaf zato ana bukon kweis. Kweis. Uderi sala lebage akwana bitatikulu yani anake rainu mara mamara sakit. Mara dede haya goi shedit. Ita kan indu mara, ita indu baraka fibit. Ita kan indu mara, ita indu hiya haja lakan dunia buwedileta ita bukon indu. Yani kanta ainu kaman fikitap mukada zgikeli mgalishinu. Galizola ligo mara uligo hajal kweis. Lakin fi bagirujal zatu maba arufu gali mara alfifi bede de ya hajal kweis zatu. Mara zatu maba ainu gali banat alfifi bede de ya hajal kweis. Gaya ino bezi banat kan fifi bede de hajal bezi al jitle karabit. Kede anna ainu banat beteriga al kweis anna ainu nasawin. Ze haja le robo na wedilena.
Alright.
Yani fikitab zato ita biligo gale sunu gale ya dula bitarajil ya akala gubo mara.
Yeah. Le tamangu kutumu wapa le kita. Kerina wedi furusa kama le Monica asanita biagdero wedi risala taki al akir leano zaman tanna biga besit. Yes, Monica, what do you have to say? What advice can you tell people outside the community coming from the police unit?
Risala tayi, memshikira le ayi zol bara hinaga, bitigata nana ta police, hatta loyta rajul ghanun zato, zol zedelo amal jerima, ma yugula chan zol la askeri indu silah ya khalu. Asi ze, fi ujuba hina haliana sefi, au dakina mashi mawa kwezi, antalga zol ragil kebiru, chan zol fi hakumo, uderi amul umfla ayi zol, kalamadu kulu kadina sibu bara. Zato ze dore to hotela, tanaz gi doro be, bana sukeri inta biligo zol ya, banki numurto olmaz 50 sana gi doro be, mina indu 15-20 sana. De kanda tu mahala zede, hotala zede kan fi kan kedo gofulu de kala brisala gem she na zede wanna fi byut kaman kenna ma kelim gali walad ya ahsan min binia wala binia ya ahsan min walad anna kada na de yal tan kula na waladu binia kana gara bisari ta walad kana gara bisari ta bukra bad bukra
na
kede kaman nusman ita ragil kan martaki shaqal ta mindu shaqal ke ta magani ma marde be galbal sukhun geni mo be galbal bard hadi yom rabar mubarakita ita gam yele go shaqal kan ta bukun sala kin furgan tanin kana marto mbiga shaqal zere yani mara kan be gisala gisim gamun gala ade kharas li goragil barra kalamat ketir by the way ratli go fi gisim dai ha gena na batana jerbu fa hata na jerbu gam likira lakin risala gena mashe ko rujal ken na gene be gal bal bar la hadi am bi bar ko na nuswan kamanda ka inda shoy guruje mata gene kharas gal ta biga yao
futu
tanin
de tabira gala na unyuro na shukran lek monica le risala taki I think it's already time. I would like to say thank you my guests in the studio for being part of this discussion, and for everyone outside I would like to say thank you for being part of the program. And in the program we discuss about how communities can join together with the different stakeholders to fight against gender-based violence. And the guests who have been with me in the studio have been Monica Tito Michael from the police unit in Juba, and we have Lalam Keti from the Women for Justice and Equality Organization. And I've been with you, Tidio Betty, saying thank you for everyone who has calling, and for those who were not able to call in, we hope that you'll join again in the next program. Keep tuned, the Arabic news is coming next, and after the Arabic news at the drive time.
Working together. Working together. Mariah's weekly program on humanitarian work. Working together makes the world better.